Getting ready for the big college football game out here at Sam Boyd. It's Cofield and Company on the scene. Air Force and UNLV. It looks like some books getting UNLV money, some books getting Air Force money. RJ Bell is with us on the NFL. Leans, likes, trends. RJ, how you doing, buddy?
Excellent. What's up, Mr. Cofield?
Busy, busy, man. Well, let's get ready. And this is always, it's important to warn people, even in Vegas, where most sports fans are aware of the NFL schedule, that it is an early start to the Sunday football day. You have to either get your bets in on Saturday night or get up very early for the Chargers and the Titans. And these are always interesting handicapping spots in London.
Yeah, and to me, there's one question on this game that dictates which side you like. Chargers stayed in Cleveland for the week, had one of those mini camps. And historically, those have been very good for the team. They bond, they feel like they have a shared goal, a shared focus that next game. But the times typically this has happened, it's been Harbaugh with the 49ers used to stay back in Youngstown, very successful. Belichick stayed at altitude between Denver and Mexico City. By the way, brilliant, getting his team acclimated to the altitude. And the Chargers, I don't like this coach. I'm not saying he doesn't know more football than me. He does. I just think he's a below-average NFL coach. And you got 25-year-old millionaires that could have been in Cleveland for the week or L.A. You got to wonder, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Without that answer, I can't bet the game. I'm not sure, but I would lean towards the dog because I don't like the coach.
Okay. Big point spread, plus 6.5. Let's move to the Patriots here. This is very interesting. Again, Pats get to go against a young quarterback. Trubisky has looked really good in spots, and the Bears are a home dog. People like playing these home dogs.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, and you know it, Steve, that we love to do is called crossfire. It's when two pros disagree. Well, me and Fez battled it out on this game. Him and, let's be honest, a majority of pros like the home dog. But I call them the duct tape shoe guys. What does that mean?
Right.
They quit learning as handicappers about 10 years ago, and their shoes are 10 years old with duct tape on them.
It's another bad beat. I'm following my principles. I keep suffering from bad beats, and my shoes suck.
And my shoes suck, exactly. And I'm looking at this thinking, okay, Pats are the best road favorites in the league. When there's 3 points or more on the road, they've won about 80% of their games.
Right.
The last 70 games. Think about that, 70 or so games. So, to me, I think, okay, that doesn't make me love the Bears because, I mean, the Pats are good in this spot. But here's the key handicap. Last week, New England played Andy Reid and the Chiefs. Nagy's mentor, the Bears coach. Now, you don't think, one, give Belichick 2 weeks to think about the same offense and play a game against Mahomes and think, okay, this is what we learned. Let's do this now. And then you add in which quarterback needs his coach to coach him up, to scheme him up the most. I think right now Trubisky's right there, but now you're assuming Nagy's going to out-scheme Belichick? I love the Pats. Fezzik, though, on the Bears.
I like the handicap angle that came through on the Raiders and the Dolphins. We're talking to RJ Bell at RJ in Vegas on Twitter, and that was, hey, hot, humid weather. The Raiders may fade late in the game against Miami. Raiders faded. Now you got Buccaneers laying 3.5 against the Browns in Tampa.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Tampa is a team, and I'll get a little time for a little, I guess we'll call it bragging. So we've been talking about us being in the Super Contest gold. $5,000 entry, me, Fezzik, Matty Holt, on the podcast. We make the picks live, see how the sausage is made. Steve, we're two games out of first place.
Which is amazing because I saw, the first quarter, I think the prize winner there was 17-3. You guys are within hailing distance of good dudes who started off 17-3.
Two games out of first place.
Nice, nice.
700K, you can forget about me that Friday if we win that thing.
Sorry, Friday spot's done.
But one of our picks is going to be Tampa Bay laying the 3. Now it's up to 3.5. And again, a lot of novice bettors might say, what's the difference, half a point? Remember, 3 is the most key number. If a spread is around 3, the favorite will win by exactly 3 almost 10% of the time. I like Tampa. I think people, the D coordinators might have caught up with Mayfield. We'll see if he has another move. But I feel like he's not, you know, each game he feels like he's dropping off a little bit. And again, no guarantee that continues, but I think the Browns are a tired team. Now they're on the road all the way down to Tampa. Remember, the first five games, three overtime, all of them decided by 4 points or less. Obviously, the Browns were tired last week. They got dominated. Now, do they bounce back, or does the turmoil start a la what we saw on HBO? I like Tampa minus the 3 a lot. I lean there 3.5.
I took the Dolphins plus 3 against the Lions, but now I'm thinking for a couple of reasons I may have made a mistake.
Okay, well, give me your reason.
Well, Detroit off a bye, and also I like to buy into the infusion of energy sometimes with the backup quarterback being in there. Now it's game two with Osweiler in there. Maybe that energy's not there for the Dolphins.
Yeah, we had Greg Cosell on, and one of my questions was, what did we see from Osweiler? Do we trust all the other games or this one game?
Right.
He said if you actually look at it, it was yards after catch. Mm. And that doesn't show up on the typical stat sheet. You got to get, you know, the advanced metric. So to me, that makes me not like the Dolphins. If I felt like, hey, it's been a whole off season, who knows, Osweiler figured something out, but it, maybe not, right? But here's the thing you got to know, too. And this is something I've just been hearing about more recently. I never thought of it, to be honest with you. Teams are erratic off of buys, meaning probably 60-70% are better after buys, but some teams play horribly after buys. I don't know if that's teams that party and they, you know, they really partied up the week before. Maybe they spent too much time on the game plan. Now they're getting bored with it. But you'll see, like, if you just look at the variance in games with buys, it's way up. So to me, the Lions have been the most inexplicable team in the NFL. And now I'm wondering, a first-year coach, are we really confident in how he's going to do off a bye?
This is a game that's not getting a whole lot of attention, but there's some really interesting nuggets about the game. First and foremost, the Colts don't have a good record, but they're laying 7.5 against the Bills.
Yeah, in fact, this is history. If you have a team that's 1-5, first time ever laying more than a touchdown against a team with two or more wins. But it's Derek Anderson. I mean, this guy in the last, like, 700 days has thrown 4 passes. Think about that. Last year, 4 passes. Then you go back all the way to the year before. So he's at the end of the road. He's been in, what, 10 days in camp? Or with the team? How much of the playbook has he learned?
Right.
And usually if you have a big favorite, you got to wonder about motivation, you know, focus. But the Colts are 1-5. They're going to be focused. So this is one of Colin Cowherd's picks today. And I get it. It feels square. And the Bills are playing hard. But I just don't I can't bet my money on a guy with 4 passes in the last 700 days.
Did Colin have a play on his guy, Sammy D? He's got Sam Darnold plus 3.5 at home against the Vikings.
No. And
really?
I'll tell you, it's funny. That little hint, yeah. You know, he knows guys on the Colts. You know, he knows the GM. And he, you know, he said this, you know, publicly. And he knows he knows the Darnold family. So to me, whenever he has a pick on the Jets or on or off the Jets or on or off the Colts, I do take it more seriously. This one, I like Minnesota for one reason. I think that Zimmer is one of the 3 or 4 best coaches in the NFL. And I think complexity of defense is the biggest problem for a young quarterback. And I think you got Zimmer is just going to trick and cause a lot of trouble for Darnold. And because of that, I'm not anxious at all to bet the Jets. I have a strong lean to Minnesota.
Boy, I feel incredibly square. We're talking R.J. Bell. I always feel square. But I feel really square on this Saints-Ravens game because I want to take the Saints, even though, you know, I'm getting some points here. It's 2.5 with the Ravens favorite at home.
Well, you know, it's kind of like if you're in decent shape, but then you're with a guy that always carries, let's say, bottled water around, but not even bottled water, but a big water bottle.
Right, right.
And then you look and you think, relatively, you're not in great shape. It's kind of like that with your squareness when you talk to me.
Sure, sure.
I'm
not
with
super
the big
square.
Water.
Yeah, you're the guy with the water bottle who's kind of shaming me.
I'm not super square all the time. I'm going to have a power bar for lunch. I love, love, love the Ravens here.
All right.
And Fezzik loves this one, too. This is actually his pick of the week. And to me, if you, you know, for the Super Contest, to me, if you look at it, 3 is home field in the NFL, right? Well, Baltimore is one of the top 5, 6, 7 best home fields. Saints really need home field. They relatively struggle on the road. And you add up the fact that it's going to be windy and you have a precision dome passing team. And here's the stat of the week, maybe of the year so far. Baltimore has played six games. There's been 12 quarters, right? Six times two, third and fourth quarter. In 12 second-half quarters, they've given up 15 points. I mean, this is 2018.
Wow.
I mean, this is going to answer the question, this game, can a great defense stop a great offense in the modern era? Laying less than a field goal, I'm on the Ravens.
Last one, Chiefs and Bengals. Man, I want to take the Bengals. But do the Chiefs just get, you know, right back on the train and start just steaming down the tracks, just blow out Cincinnati?
This one's a little pricey, in my opinion.
Yeah.
5.5, I start thinking Chiefs. It's 6. Here's the thing. Cincinnati's overrated. They had 3 coin flip games before last week. They won all 3 of them, which means they could have went 0-3 just as easy. They beat, or Pittsburgh felt like a coin flip, but they got out yarded by 200 yards plus, so I don't think it was much of a coin flip. Eifert being out, big problem in the red zone. But here's why I can't bet Kansas. By the way, we upgraded Kansas City. They lost, but you cannot help but be impressed by Kansas City. After Mahomes got comfortable in Foxborough and not, you know, where Belichick wasn't going to have some secret. You know how, imagine if you're like fighting like UFC style against a guy that you never have seen his style before. You know, like he's got a certain kind of jiu-jitsu that you've never seen. You'd be always worried, wait, if I move to the left, is he going to do something and chop off my toe with his heel or something? Like, so, like, but once you fight for a while, you're going to be like, okay, I got it. He's really good, but I'm not, like, afraid of something coming out of nowhere. It felt like Mahomes was just a little bit apprehensive, rightfully so, in the first half. He got comfortable, and it was amazing. Here's what's holding me back. 5-0 teams who lost game 6, when they play game 7, they're 10-17 against the spread. Now, that number's not huge, but I looked at it for a reason, because I figure, hey, if you feel like you're heading towards an undefeated year potentially, right, dream on it, you lose that big game on TV, now you're a clear favorite. Do you let down a little bit? 10-17 keeps me, and that's against the spread, keeps me away from the Chiefs in that spot.
RJ, before we let you go, tell people what's going on your 5-day week show now on Fox Sports National, straight out of Vegas.
Yeah, it's 6 Eastern, and it's podcasted right away. So let's be candid. There's some hardcore Cofield fans here, rightfully so. Yeah. I'm a huge fan myself. Just go to your podcast player, search for RJ Bell or Straight Out of Vegas. You can get both our podcasts, the Dream Preview and Straight Out of Vegas, which actually gets released like immediately. It's out there like at 4:05.
Nice.
And when Cofield's on commercial, you can listen to that.
Exactly. And we're picking at like 48% ATS as a crew, so you want to listen to RJ show, believe me.
So you're not too gay. Well, for picks you do.
Yeah.
But if you want to like hear about like why this guy shouldn't have necessarily gone on a date with his porn star, like,
right,
I say Cofield.
Yes, exactly. We talked about a 15-year-old with breast implants earlier, so that's what you get from this show. All right, RJ, we'll see you.
Bye.
Yes, I'll send you the pictures. I know. You don't have to text me on that. All right.